Today is the 21st day of March. Welcome. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. It is beautiful to be here with you today. Grateful to be here with you today. Needing to be here with you today. And every day. So glad that we can come into a safe place and let the cares of life, let them fade. We have permission here in this space for this time to focus our hearts and our hearts on the scriptures and open ourselves to what God may say to us through his word. And so I need that as bad as anybody could. And so I'm glad we can do this together and take the next step forward. We're at the end of another one of our weeks. And it is our kind of ritual or custom to acknowledge that and reflect back. We begin every week shiny and sparkly. And then we set some intentions about how to walk it out. We get to the end of the week and, well, it's important to reflect. This little, small little thing that we do, if we do it, starts us in the process of self-awareness. It starts us on this process of looking inward. And the Bible, I mean, the ministry of Jesus is so focused on looking inward at the motives of our hearts. And instead of outward and just absolutely thinking the whole world is happening to us and we just react to it, we begin to realize we have a say in every choice that gets made. And it's not just happening to us, we're happening to it. And that matters for us to begin to be able to pay attention. And so here we are, end of a week, reflecting back, looking back over it all. The peaks and valleys, the successes and the setbacks. It's all part of growth. It's all part of maturity spiritually and as people. It's part of it. And so I'm glad that we can be a part of it. And I'm reflecting on my successes and failures. Because if we're honest about it, then we can do something about it. So glad to be here with you at the end of the week. Glad to take the next step forward. And that next step leads us into the book of Numbers. Today, chapter 32, verse 1 through 33, verse 39. The tribes of Reuben and Gad had a large number of livestock. They saw that the regions of Jazer and Gilead were a good place for livestock, so they came to Moses, the priest, Eleazar, and the leaders of the community, and said to them, Adarah, Dibon, Jazer, Nimrah, Heshbon, Elealeh, Sebam, Nebo, and beyond. The land that the Lord won for the community of Israel is a good place for livestock. Gentlemen, we have livestock. Please give us this land as our property. Don't make us cross the Jordan River. Moses asked the tribes of Gad and Reuben, are you going to stay here while the rest of the Israelites go to war? That might discourage them from entering the land the Lord has given them. That's what your ancestors did when I sent them from Kadesh Barnea and took a look at the land. They went as far as the Eshcol Valley and saw the land, but then they discouraged the rest of the Israelites from entering the land that the Lord had given them. That day the Lord became angry and swore this oath. None of the people 20 years or older who came from Egypt will see the land I promised Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob with an oath. This is because they didn't wholeheartedly follow me. Only Caleb, son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, and Joshua, son of Nun, will get to see the land. This is because they wholeheartedly followed the Lord. Since the Lord was angry with the Israelites, he made them wander in the desert for 40 years, until the whole generation of those who had done evil in the Lord's presence was gone. You're just like your parents. You're a bunch of sinners trying to make the Lord angry with Israel again. If you turn away from him, he will abandon all these people in the deserts. You would be responsible for their destruction. Then the tribes of Gad and Reuben came up to Moses and said, Allow us to build stone fences for our livestock and cities for our families here. Then we'll be ready to march in battle formation ahead of the other Israelites until we have brought them to their land. Meanwhile, our families will live in walled cities, safe from the other people who live here. We will not return to our homes until every Israelite has received his own land. We won't take possession of any land on the other side of the Jordan River, to the west and beyond. We already have our land here, east of the Jordan. Moses answered, Do what you have said. In the Lord's presence, have all your armed men get ready for battle. Have them cross the Jordan and fight until the Lord forces out his enemies and the land is conquered. Then you may come back. You will have fulfilled your military duty to the Lord and Israel. This land will be your own property in the Lord's presence. If you don't do all these things, you will be sinning against the Lord. You can be sure that you will be punished for your sin. Build cities for your families and stone fences for your flocks, but do what you have promised. Then the tribes of Gad and Reuben said to Moses, Sir, we will do as you command. Our children, our wives, our livestock, and all our other animals will stay here in the cities of Gilead. But in the Lord's presence, we will all get ready for battle and go with you as you have said. So Moses gave orders about them to the priest Eleazar, Joshua son of Nun, and the family heads of the tribes of Israel. Moses told them, If the tribes of Gad and Reuben get ready for battle in the Lord's presence and cross the Jordan River with you, and you conquer the land, give them Gilead as their own property. If they don't get ready for battle and go with you, the land they will take possession of must be in Canaan with yours. The tribes of Gad and Reuben answered, Sir, we will do as the Lord has said. We will enter Canaan as armed troops in the Lord's presence. But the land we will take possession of is here, east of the Jordan. So Moses gave the tribes of Gad, Reuben, and half of the tribe of Manasseh, son of Joseph, the kingdoms of King Sihon of the Amorites and King Og of Bashan, the whole land with its cities and its surrounding territory. The tribe of Gad rebuilt the cities of Dibon, Ataroth, Arior, Atrot Shofan, Jazer, Jogbiha, Bet Nimrah, and Bet Haran as walled cities. They also built stone fences for their flocks. The tribe of Reuben rebuilt the cities of Heshbon, Elealeh, Kiriathaim, Nebo, Baal Meon, whose names were changed, and Sibmah. These are the names they gave the cities they rebuilt. The descendants of Machir, son of Manasseh, went to Gilead, captured it, and forced out the Amorites who were there. So Moses gave Gilead to the people of Machir, the descendants of Manasseh, and they lived there. Then Jair, a descendant of Manasseh, captured the settlements in Gilead. He called them Havoth Jair, which means settlements of Jair. Nobah captured Kenath and its villages. He named it Nobah after himself. This is a list of all the places where the Israelites set up camp after they left Egypt in organized groups under the leadership of Moses and Aaron. At the Lord's command, Moses wrote down the places where they went as they traveled. This is the list. They moved from Ramses on the 15th day of the first month, the day after the Passover. The Israelites boldly left in full view of all the Egyptians. The Egyptians were burying all their firstborn sons, whom the Lord had killed in a mighty act of judgment on their gods. The Israelites moved from Ramses and set up camp at Sukkot. They moved from Sukkot and set up camp at Etham, on the edge of the desert. They moved from Ethan and turned back to Pi Hahiroth, east of Baal Zephon, and set up camp near Migdol. They moved from Pi Hahiroth and went through the middle of the sea into the desert. After they traveled for 3 days in the desert of Etham, they set up camp at Mara. They moved from Mara and came to Elim. Elim had 12 springs and 70 palm trees, so they set up camp there. They moved from Elim and set up camp by the Red Sea. They moved from the Red Sea and set up camp in the desert of Sin. They moved from the desert of Sin and set up camp at Dovkah. They moved from Dovkah and set up camp at Elush. They moved from Elush and set up camp at Rephidim, where there was no water for the people to drink. They moved from Rephidim and set up camp in the desert of Sinai. They moved from the desert of Sinai and set up camp at Kibroth Hattaavah. They moved from Kibroth Hattaavah and set up camp at Hazeroth. They moved from Hazeroth and set up camp at Rithmah. They moved from Rithmah and set up camp at Rimmon Perez. They moved from Rimmon Perez and set up camp at Libna. They moved from Libna and set up camp at Risa. They moved from Risa and set up camp at Kehelata. They moved from Kehelata and set up camp at Mount Sefer. They moved from Mount Sefer and set up camp at Haradah. They moved from Haradah and set up camp at Mekalot. They moved from Mekalot and set up camp at Tehat. They moved from Tehat and set up camp at Tira. They moved from Tira and set up camp at Mithka. They moved from Mithka and set up camp at Hashmona. They moved from Hashmona and set up camp at Moseroth. They moved from Moseroth and set up camp at Bene Jaakan. They moved from Bene Jaakan and set up camp at Hor Haggidgad. They moved from Hor Haggidgad and set up camp at Jokbatah. They moved from Jokbatah and set up camp at Abrona. They moved from Abrona and set up camp at Ezion Geber. They moved from Ezion Geber and set up camp at Kadesh in the desert of Zin. They moved from Kadesh and set up camp at Mount Hor on the border of Edom. At the Lord's command, the priest Aaron went up on Mount Hor. He died there on the first day of the fifth month in the 40th year after the Israelites had left Egypt. Aaron was 123 years old when he died on Mount Hor. Luke 4:31-5:11. Jesus went to Capernaum, a city in Galilee, and taught them on a day of rest, a holy day. The people were amazed at his teachings because he spoke with authority. In the synagogue was a man possessed by a spirit, an evil demon. He shouted very loudly, "Oh no! What do you want with us, Jesus from Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus ordered the spirit, "Keep quiet and come out of him." The demon threw the man down in the middle of the synagogue and came out without hurting him. Everyone was stunned. They said to one another, "What kind of command is this? With authority and power, he gives orders to evil spirits and they come out?" So news about him spread to every place throughout the surrounding region. Jesus left the synagogue and went to Simon's house. Simon's mother-in-law was sick with a high fever. They asked Jesus to help her. He bent over her, ordered the fever to leave, and it went away. She got up immediately and prepared a meal for them. When the sun was setting, everyone who had friends suffering from various diseases brought them to him. He placed his hands on each of them and cured them. Demons came out of many people shouting, "You are the Son of God." But Jesus ordered them not to speak. After all, they knew he was the Messiah. In the morning, he went to a place where he could be alone. The crowds searched for him. When they came to him, they tried to keep him from leaving, but he said to them, "I have to tell the good news about God's kingdom in other cities also. That's what I was sent to do." So he spread his message in the synagogues of Judea. One day, Jesus was standing by the Sea of Galilee. The people crowded around him as they listened to God's word. Jesus saw two boats on the shore. The fishermen had stepped out of them and were washing their nets. So Jesus got into the boat that belonged to Simon and asked him to push off a little from the shore. Then Jesus sat down and taught the crowd from the boat. When he finished speaking, he told Simon, "Take the boat into deep water and lower your nets to catch some fish." Simon answered, "Teacher, we worked hard all night and caught nothing. But if you say so, I'll lower the nets." After the men had done this, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to tear. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. Their partners came and filled both boats until the boats nearly sank. When Simon Peter saw this, he knelt in front of Jesus and said, "Leave me, Lord. I'm a sinful person." Simon and everyone who was with him were amazed to see the large number of fish they had caught. James and John, who were Zebedee's sons and Simon's partners, were also amazed. Jesus told Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will catch people instead of fish." Simon and his partners brought the boats to shore, left everything, and followed Jesus. Psalm 64. For the choir director, a psalm by David. Hear my voice, O God, when I complain. Protect my life from a terrifying enemy. Hide me from the secret plots of criminals, from the mob of troublemakers. They sharpen their tongues like swords. They aim bitter words like arrows to shoot at innocent people from their hiding places. They shoot at them suddenly, without any fear. They encourage one another in their evil plans. They talk about setting traps and say, "Who can see them?" They search for the perfect crime and say, "We have perfected a foolproof scheme." Human nature and the human heart are a mystery. But God will shoot them with an arrow. Suddenly they will be struck dead. They will trip over their own tongues. Everyone who sees them will shake his head. Everyone will be afraid and conclude, "This is an act of God." They will learn from what he has done. Righteous people will find joy in the Lord and take refuge in him. Everyone whose motives are decent will be able to brag. Proverbs 11:22. Like a gold ring in a pig's snout, so is a beautiful woman who lacks good taste. Father, we thank you for another week. And we thank you for your word and the way that it does what it does in our lives. We invite you, Holy Spirit, to lead us into the truth. We invite you to challenge us with the truth. And we make a choice to embrace the truth, especially in the areas that there are things that are false that we need to challenge within ourselves. So thank you for this week. Thank you for everything that you have spoken to us and all of the ways that you have spoken. We love you. We worship you. We look forward to the coming week. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com is home base. That is the website. Daily Audio Bible app is the app that is home base as well. Check it out. Get connected. Be connected. The community section is where to get connected. The prayer wall is there, and all the links to the different places in the realm of social media platforms that you can find Daily Audio Bible. You'll find those links there. Check out the Daily Audio Bible shop. There are resources in a broad range of categories for the journey that we are on as a community around the global campfire. And so check those out. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, we cannot thank you enough. We wouldn't be here if we were not in this together around this campfire. And so thank you for your partnership. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you are using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. Or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That is the little red button up at the top. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that is it for today. I am Brian. I love you. And I will be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Heavenly Father, God of mercy, we pray for God's life speaker and Rich and his family and his son. We know that you are outside of time, so please right now touch Rich and his body. Please, if it's your will, save him. Save him and help his family. Please wrap his family, his entire family, in your love and your mercy. Give them relief. Help God's life speaker. Help her know what to say, what to do. Give her the words to comfort and help. God, if it's your will, please save him and help him, heal him. That is what you sent your son to do, is to heal. He was punished and chastised for our sins and for it to be healed, for us to be healed. Please save him if that's your will. And Father, please touch his son. My heart goes out to him. My soul groans for him. I don't even have the words to pray for him. Father, please help him. Please help this family. They've been faithful. Please help them. I pray this in Jesus' name.
Hi, this is Just Right for Jesus. A sister was calling in about having a hard time fighting the thoughts off from the evil one and how it was difficult to stop those thoughts that try and get us to commit sin. Imagine I asked you right now to give me a quote from your favorite movie or tell me a story that had an impact on your life. You would know the details and be ready to answer that question immediately. That's because the hippocampus part of our brain acts as a rapid indexing system that binds different elements of a memory together, like sights, sounds, and emotions, so they can be retrieved as a single unit. So when you hear the devil ask you questions of temptation, how do we make our trust in Christ our single unit and sole focus? We memorize his words. We speak the words of our Savior Christ, compelling Satan to close his mouth. For it is our God who is in control. Matthew chapter 4, verse 4 and 10. Jesus answered, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." Right there, Jesus tells us that we need to live on every word that comes from the mouth of God. Verse 10, Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." When I hear that negative voice inside that wants me to sin, I've started to quote our Heavenly Father, "Away from me, Satan, for I serve God only." When these thoughts come, be ready to answer with these words from Jesus, "Away from me, Satan, for I serve God only." Then the voices that tempt us to do evil shall be silenced. Hallelujah. Matthew 21, verse 22. If you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer. Don't just say it, believe it. Away from me, Satan, for I serve only God. Believe it. Trust in him. I love you, family.
What's up, everybody? This is Cowboy. I just wanted to say praise God for the praise reports that's been coming in. The sister that I think you said it was your friend. I can't remember. I apologize. But her baby was supposed to be born with one kidney, but she was born with two. And man, just praise God for that miracle. Amen. And I just wanted to lift Miss Junk to Treasure up, you and your children. And because you pour into everybody, like everybody that calls in here, you pour into. And so I know you have a ton of people that are praying behind the scenes that is pouring into you and your situation. So I just want to speak Jesus into every single one of your situations that you brought before the Lord. And praise God, we're ready to hear some good old praise reports coming from your neck of the woods. Amen. And also something else that has been on my heart. A couple months back, there's a guy, I remember it was in December. I think he was a mailman, and he was talking about a woman that was on his postal route. I remember her name was Gina, and she had two boys, but she passed away, and she left those two boys behind. And so they have just been on my heart ever since then. And I just want to lift those two young men back up into prayer. And if y'all could just keep those young men in your prayer, and that God's going to do something amazing in their lives. All right, family. Peace out.
Greetings, my DAB family. This is Julie from San Diego. I'm calling with a prayer request. You all prayed for our son. This has been in May. It's going to be 3 years ago. He was diagnosed with congestive heart failure, and the cardiologist only gave him months to live. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. And thank you for the prayers, everyone. God has extended his life. However, right now he is in a dark cloud of depression and anxiety, and he really needs prayer. Some of the thoughts are just so dark, so, so dark.
This prayer is for my joy. This is taken with love from Louisiana. I had asked you to call back, and I'm so blessed that you did. Sister, you are so precious. I tell you what, we want to learn from you. In your 90 years of journeying on this earth, I bet you can all teach us dabbers a thing or two about the trials and the tribulations that you've been through. I know you have such a grateful heart. When you called back, you were so grateful for the community and Jill and Brian and all the different things that you said on the community prayer line. But I want you to tell us some about your early days. Tell us how you came to the Lord and what is some of the good things that you've seen him do, the faithful things that he has done for you throughout your life. That will be such an encouragement to some of us who have not sojourned as long as you. I'd like to pray for my joy right now, Father God. I lift her up to you. I ask that you bless her with good health and just a sweet spirit that she has, that her brain would be cognitive all the days of her life, just as they are today, and that she will be able to get around by herself and do the things that she enjoys, talking to people and praying for people and just being in your presence, Lord. I ask God that you would just be with her every step of the way. In Jesus' name I pray. God bless y'all. Bye-bye.
Hey, my beautiful Dab fam. It's Asia calling from the City of Angels on the 17th of March. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for sending St. Patrick and doing such an amazing work through him, Father God. for the people in Ireland and bringing the Christian faith there, Lord God. Lord, we just come to you, Father God, because you are God Almighty and you can do exceedingly and abundantly above anything that we could ever ask or think. So we are so grateful for you, Father, for your throne of mercy and grace. We come before you, Lord. We lift up Sheila's brother to you, Nathan, who's suffering from cancer, Lord God. We pray the healing balm of Gilead on his cancer, Lord, that you would spare him, Father God, and save him. And more importantly, you would truly save him by the blood of Christ Jesus, that you would quicken him and his wife so they could hear God and accept Christ Jesus. We pray for Chantel's cousin in England that fell and hit their head. We pray for full recovery for them. And more importantly, we pray for their salvation as well, Lord God, that you may quicken her cousin's heart, that they may hear you and see you, God, and accept your word of Jesus Christ and salvation through him. Eddie C., we are praying for you, brother. We know that it's been a year and 2 months since you've gotten out of prison, and it's been rough. And so, Eddie, we just pray, Lord God, that you would give Eddie the spirit of power and a sound mind, that he knows he has those through the Holy Spirit, that he doesn't have to fear anything, and that his faith is strong enough, and he will not lose hope, because we serve the God of hope. And that we pray that in due time you will exalt him and open doors that no man can close for a home and a job for him, Father God. We ask and we pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.